I want to talk some more now about the red zone. I mentioned it briefly before. I want to elaborate on this some more. The red zone is the distance between the relative major and relative minor, or we could also look at it as being the fourth minor third of the diminished seventh minor chord. Okay, it's the same. It's both. So the entry point and exit point, the entry point of the idea, and when that idea gets an experience, gets its knowledge, and then it has to go back into the realm of Amun again. In Christian mythological allegory, we could say it's the risen Christ or the ascension into heaven of the Christ who has the knowledge. Okay, we could look at it that way. But there's two points there. There's an entry point out of Amun, the realm of Amun, the egg, so to speak. And there's the entry point back into Amun. There's two points here. But that red zone encompasses three semitones because it's a minor third. But we count these two entry and exit points between the landing keys. So if we're looking at the key of one flat, which is F major and D minor, if we're counting from D up to its relative major, you count three semitones. You'd count E flat, E, and F. If you're counting down, you'd count E, E flat, D. But between the D and the F, there are two notes. They are E flat and E. So one of those has to be the entry point and the other the exit point. So one is black, one is white. One would be positive, one would be negative in that sense, a polarity, right? Black and white are polarities, they're opposites. Which would what we would expect, because one would be leaving the realm of Amun, the other would be going back into the realm of Amun. What we find interesting here is that there are two key signatures in which the entry, the two notes between the landing keys are not a polarity. They are of the same polarity. Now, how can that be? These two keys are seven sharps and six sharps. So the key of seven sharps, which is enharmonically the same as five flats. But we're just gonna use the sharps one for now, for simplicity. So seven sharps is the key of C sharp major and A sharp minor. The two keys between, so that between these two, which is the fourth part of the diminished seventh minor chord, if you're starting in C sharp, it would be the fourth minor third. This interval, this minor third here, between the A sharp and the G sharp, a C sharp. The two keys between those sharps are the B and the C, but they're both of the same polarity. The other key is that of six sharps and six flats, which is enharmonically it's the same key. We'll just use a sharps analogy here. So F sharp and D sharp is the minor third. If you were starting on the key of F sharp, going up to the other F sharp, you'd have to eliminate the red zone from the diminished seventh minor chord, which is the D sharp to the F sharp, okay? But the two keys between the landing keys of the D sharp and the F sharp are both white keys. They are E and F. So how could they possibly be possibilities for the entry and exit points of the idea and the exit of the knowledge? So this is quite interesting. And the red zones, whichever key you're looking at, makes no difference. You use the key of C, no key signatures, which would be C relative minor of A. The red zone there would be, B flat and B. Okay, you have a polarity there. So one could be exit, one could be the exit point, one could be the entry point. If you're using that particular scale, you're using another scale, you'd get you know, you're using one flat, it would be E flat and E, and using G, it would be F and F sharp, because the G is, pardon me, one sharp, G relative major, E relative minor. So depending on what key you're using. But my point here is that the red zone, as I mentioned before, it's sort of eliminated in a way. It still exists, but it's not important anymore as it was. Actually, I should have maybe clarified that better. It's very important. We just don't realize its importance. In other words, this is the entry and exit point. This is how we got here in the first place. And this is our salvation. I mean, this is really important. So when I say it's eliminated, it's not there. It is there. It's just sort of veiled. We just can't see it. We don't realize its importance, but it's very important.